Not a large congregation here tonight. We're not a large church by the standards of the world, or we're bigger than some, but we ain't big by the measure of the realms of religion, the mega church organizations. We're just a handful of people in Newport, Tennessee. And a lot of times, if you're not careful, you look around, you get discouraged, and you'll see folk that ain't here. You'll see folk that maybe used to be here that are not here anymore. And you get thinking, man, what can we do for the Lord? And the devil has a way of playing on those frailties and weaknesses. But I'm glad I can report to you tonight, when you got the Lord, it don't matter if you got 10 or you got 50 or you got 100 or you got 500 or you got 10,000. When you got the Lord, you got all that you need. And we can still do a work for God in these days. And we're trying to do a work for the Lord. We're trying to reach everybody we can. But if nobody else gets saved, nobody else joins the church, and this is all we got, I'm glad. I know in my heart we've got the Lord. And with Him, we can do God's work in these last days. Stand with me, if you will. I want to read Psalm 21 in its entirety. We've been preaching on Wednesday nights as the Lord has directed our thoughts. I kind of thought maybe through the morning when I got up, we'd be back in why God gave you a pastor. We kind of dealt with that on Sunday night. And all day through the day, the Lord just kept bringing me back to Psalm 21. And He just kept adding to it, and it kept growing in my heart. And so I feel like this is kind of where the Lord wants us to be at this evening. I trust that it'll help us, it'll grow us tonight. It's not a real deep message. Really, the Psalms are not deep. They're just real practical things for our life, things we need to be reminded of. And I trust that the Lord will do that for us this evening. All right? Are you ready for preaching?
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right. Verse number 1, Psalm 21. The Bible said, "The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah, for thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them." Verse 13 will be our seed thought for this psalm as we preach from it in its entirety. Notice it, David and the people of God sing in this song, "Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power." I'm interested in the first part of this last verse of Psalm 21, where David and the people said, "Be thou exalted, Lord." I want to preach on that, if the Lord will help me. Be thou exalted, Lord. All right, Father, we want to come to you one more time on this prayer meeting and Bible study night, worship service night. Lord, this midweek service, Lord, we come in tonight, and Lord, we understand that there are cares of the week that are still on our mind and, Lord, upon our hearts and in our thoughts. And so, Lord, we've come in tonight, Lord, weighted down a little bit the things of this world. But, Father, we've come in tonight with our eyes looking to the hills from whence cometh our help. And, God, we know that our help is in the Lord. And so, Father, I pray for the next few moments, would you please help us, Lord? Would you help us to understand your word? And, Lord, may as we hear it be told and declared and preached to our hearts tonight, May Father, Lord, something be said that would encourage us. And Lord, cause us, Lord, yet the more get our eyes upon the Lord. Help us, Lord, in these last days. Make much of exalting the Lord that saved us and the Lord that's been so good to us. Help us to understand our job in this ungodly world. To make you big and exalted and magnified above all things. And Lord, all that you do, Lord, we'll bless you tonight. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. You can be seated. This is a psalm, Psalm 21, as we've read it in its entirety. We understand that this is a psalm of victory of David after he has won a battle. I told you in the last psalm that we preached from in Psalm 20, that these psalms go together. Psalm 20 and Psalm 21 are believed to be centered around the same battles. We preached from Psalm 20. You remember that we made the statement in Psalm 20 is a psalm of prayer before the battle. In Psalm 20, the people are looking around and the enemy is staring them in the face, and they realize the odds are stacked against them. They realize that in and of themselves they're going to go down in defeat, and so they go to the only place for help that they have, and they call on God, and in faith they claim the victory in the battle they're getting ready to enter into. And between Psalm 20 and Psalm 21, the battle is fought. And in fact, if you will look again in Psalm 20 and in verse number 8, people's last words before marching off to battle is, "Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call." And so they march forward into battle with their faith and trust in God. And between Psalm 20 and Psalm 21, in that little white part of the page between the psalms, the battle is fought, and swords are drawn and shields are raised and spears are flung and the dust begins to fly. And yet, my friend, God does exactly for the people what they ask, and he brings great victory and deliverance for them in the midst of the battle. How all the dust is settling down, all the smoke is clearing away, all the shields are now received, the shields are hung back up, and they're gathering the spoils of the battle, and they look around and they realize that God has done exactly what they asked God to do. And so from Psalm 20 being a psalm of prayer before the battle, we find Psalm 21 is a psalm of praise after the battle. And God has done for them what they needed God's help to do. And they don't brag on David. They don't brag on David's mighty men. They don't brag on the great warriors and soldiers set in the army of God, but rather they turn their attention back to the one that they had counted on and depended on and leaned on before the battle, recognizing that it's he who has given them a great victory that they now enjoy. This evening as we consider this, I'm glad that the same God that I prayed to before the battle, my friend, helps me in the battle. Amen. So when it's all said and done, I can praise him after the battle. And can I remind you tonight, that's how life is made up. That's how the Christian life is lived. There are battles that, my friend, stare us in the face. And what do? We lean on God. We learn by faith. Amen. As we sang a moment ago, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, in day by day, in battle after battle. We lean on the Lord, and God has been faithful to bring us through every battle and to fight every war and to give you and I the victory that we need. And so what is our job? Our job is, my friend, after every battle, to lift praise to God and remind ourselves that it's God and not ourselves that has won the battles for you and me. I'm telling you, there are days when, my friend, your convictions will not be enough to get you through the battle. There'll be days when carrying a King James Bible won't be enough to get you through the battle. Amen. There'll be days, my friend, when all the tracks you've passed out will not be enough to encourage you in the fiercest, hottest battles that we face in this life. But I'm glad to tell you tonight that when the Lord's all you have and all that fails, amen, it's proven in Psalm 20 and 21 that when the Lord is all you have,
of the Lord is all that you need. And this evening, as we're interested in this psalm, I believe that this psalm is concerned with, according to the last verse, first phrase in the last verse, and we use that, I believe, in my study, that's kind of the thrust in this whole psalm, is the exaltation of the Lord. They're not interested in David being exalted. They're not interested in man being exalted. They're not even interested in the nation of Israel being exalted. My friend, what do they say? They say, "Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength." And so I'm interested in that tonight. As we consider this, I think that as this psalm is concerned with the exaltation, Lord, and it simply is an expression of David and the people of God to give God the glory for the battle that has been won in their midst. Amen. What they're saying when they say, "Be thou exalted," they're saying, "God, it wasn't us that won this battle. It wasn't our intellect. It wasn't our strategy. It wasn't how sharp our sword was. It wasn't in how we knew to use a shield. But it's God that won the battle for us." And so when it's all said and done, who are you going to magnify it? And who are you going to exalt? They said, "I'll be thou exalted, Lord." And so with that in mind, we're preaching on that thought and lifting that phrase of David's song, "Be thou exalted, Lord." Amen. Consider this with me tonight, the word "exalted" that is used here. If you look it up in Webster's 1828 dictionary, here's what Webster said at the word "exalted" mean. I like to have a fit. He said that it means what you think it does. Listen to it tonight. It means to be raised to a lofty height. Amen. What is David and the people saying? They're saying, "God, we want you lifted above everything. We want you highly exalted. We don't want you just at a level with David. And we don't want you at a level with the mighty men of Israel. We want you exalted in all your strength and in all your position and in all your lordship. Be highly exalted." Consider this. It means to be elevated. It means this tonight. It means to be honored with office or rank. Amen. You know what they're saying? They're saying, "You're the Lord and we ain't. And we want you to be highly magnified. And we're going to honor you because, you are Lord above every enemy we face. You're the Lord of every Lord and the King of every King. And we want you to be honored as the Lord and the God that you really are." And I say tonight, that's something that's failing in these last days that you and I live in. We're not seeing much exaltation of the Lordship of the God that you and I serve tonight. Can I remind you, He's still Lord. It don't matter what any liberal said, He is the Lord. It doesn't matter what any Bible college says tonight, He is the Lord. It matters not what. Amen. The Son of the Lord wants to argue about tonight on when He's Lord. I'm telling you tonight, and He is Lord. He always has been Lord, and He shall forevermore be of the Lord. And so one of the people say, they're saying, "You're Lord," and there's nothing that we can do about that. There's nothing anybody can do about that. And so we're coming to exalt you, to honor you in the office and in the rank that you are. The word "exalted" means to be extolled or to be magnified. What they're saying is that we want the Lord to be made big in the land. We don't want our name on the market. We don't want our name in flesh and legs. We don't want people singing our praises. Rather, we want the Lord to be made big. And I say that's something we ought to do in this hour and this day, is to make God big. I'm convinced at us independent fundamental Baptists, amen, we thump our King James Bible and we talk about how big God is, my friend, we don't really exalt Him in our lives, we don't exalt Him in our testimonies, we don't exalt Him, my friend, in the everydays of life, in the workings and the dealings of God with us. I'll be honest, I can say this because I am what? And I pastor a bunch of them, amen, independent Baptists are the worst. about making God out to be so small and so tiny. Do you understand that the God and the Lord of the Bible is the one that stepped out on nothing and made everything? He said, I hold the world in the palm of my hand. Ain't God, He measures the sands in the sea. My friend, in His very hand tonight. And so, my friend, all the galaxies and all the worlds and all the planets, amen, that our God has made, amen, He's big enough to hold them in His hand. In fact, He's so big that He said that heaven was His throne, and the earth was merely His footstool. I'm talking about a great big God. Amen. How in the world can we not magnify Him? How in the world can we help? But my friend, say, be thou exalted, O Lord. And yet we find in 2014 and in the last days that God is made small, that God is hidden away, that God, I'm not talking about God Himself, I'm talking about in His people. For notice what they say. They say, be thou exalted, Lord. Wouldn't you agree with me? That's their desire. Amen. That's what they want God. That's what they want for their God. That's what they want after the battle, is for God to be exalted. Now, how is God going to be exalted? You say, well, God will exalt Himself. I got news for you. Amen. God's already exalted Himself. Amen. God cannot exalt Himself any more than He's already exalted Himself. He's God. He's Lord. He's revealed it in creation and in condescension and in the crucifixion. Amen. And in an empty grave, the Lord has exalted Himself. And notice what the people said when they say, be thou exalted, Lord. How is He going to be exalted? Did you catch what they said in the last half of this verse? The Bible said, so will we sing and praise thy power. What are they saying? They're saying our desire is for you to be magnified and honored in the office and rank of all your lordship, for you to be extolled and made big, for you to be highly elevated and to be raised to a lofty position in the eyes of the world and in the eyes of men. And the way we're going to bring about that desire is we will sing and praise thy power. In other words, the only way that God is going to be elevated and exalted as they desire in their heart is that, my friend, somebody has got to sing and to praise over what the Lord has done. And now notice this tonight. It's important to understand this. The Lord is going to be exalted through their praise of His position as Lord. Be thou exalted, Lord. Listen to me. Amen. It ain't going to be a monkey that does it. It ain't going to be the rocks that do it. I'm reminded of what the Lord said. If we don't praise it, and the rocks will lift their voice and cry aloud. My friend, God ain't asked monkeys and rocks and trees and birds to make Him big. How is God exalted? He's exalted when His children who have been saved by His grace, amen, use their voice and lift up praise to the Lord God that's brought them through. Amen. Am I making sense tonight? Amen. Watch it now. Watch it. Amen. The word praise that is used here is what I want to center on. Amen. The word praise in this matter of being exalted. Be thou exalted, Lord. How are we going to do that? Somebody's got to praise it. Somebody's got to open their mouth. Somebody's got to talk about who He is and what He's done. Amen. Billy Mitchell said, amen, a woman asked him, I think maybe I've shared this before, it bears repeating. Billy Mitchell said, a woman asked him one time after a service, when are more sinners going to get saved? And his reply was, when more saved folk get excited about being saved. Amen. I mean, man, it is pitiful the way that we go about, my friend, living our lives and how mundane. And I mean, we got the poochy lip disease. Amen. And of all places where we ought to come in and be excited, amen, the house of God ought to be a great manifestation, amen, of praising and singing to God and magnifying Him. And yet, amen, week in and week out, people come in, and Brother Jerry, they're dragging their trash. flex out. Amen. They mope in the choir. They mope out of the choir. Amen. They mope through the preaching. They mope through the service. Amen. A mope here and a mope there. Amen. It ain't no wonder that the world don't understand how big and great our God really is. I think maybe I've said this in recent days, and it bears saying again. I'll get where I'm going, and it gets better. Just hang with me. Amen. But we're living in days that, to be honest with you, most Christians I know, I wouldn't want what they claim they have if I was a lost person. They make their problems bigger than their God. Come on now. They make their battles bigger than their Savior. They make the circumstances of life, and I'm not minimizing those things tonight. We all go through it. God help us to understand, and He's brought us through, saved us far, and His grace will lead us home. And if God is going to be exalted, amen, somebody has to lift their voice and tell about it. Amen. Be thou exalted, Lord. Amen. And you being exalted, so will we sing and praise thy power. Now the word praise, listen to this tonight. A word praise deals with lifting up the voice in song and celebration. Amen. You say, preacher, celebrate what? Amen. Celebrate who God is. Celebrate what God's done. Celebrate prayers He's answered. Celebrate battles that He's brought you through. Amen. There's a lot tonight to celebrate. And I think about celebration. Amen. I think maybe of a birthday party. Amen. You don't gather youngins around. Amen. At a birthday party and sit them down. Amen. Among a bunch of gifts and a birthday cake. Amen. But yeah, we don't sit them around and say, now, shh. Don't be excited. Don't get too emotional. Sit in your seat and be. We don't tell them that. Oh no! At a birthday party, at celebration time. Amen. Can I say, amen, when we gather together and as we live our life, amen, before an ungodly world, the Lord and the God that we serve tonight, He is worthy of our celebration. Amen. We don't run down the football gate, and when our team scores a touchdown, my friend, we don't sit on our hands and knees. Oh no, we get up and we clap our hands, and we raise our hands, and we lift our voice, and we sing our fight song, and we carry on. What do we do? We're praising, we're giving celebration over something that has moved us in our spirit. Can I say, amen, listen, beyond the football game and beyond the basketball game, and listen, I love that as much as the next person. God help me to stay, amen, more in tune and more celebration, amen, toward my God and my salvation and who my God is, and I have any worldly realm of entertainment. Be thou exalted, Lord. How's it going to be done? Somebody's got to praise it. Notice with me that this is clearly seen in the opening of this psalm as well. Amen. I believe it begins with it and it ends with it. And David said, the king shall what? Joy. Amen. You say, what's that mean? That means David said, I'm going to put a smile on my face about it. Amen. I'm not going to come in looking like, amen, I've been eating persimmon pudding all afternoon. Amen. I got joy in my heart, and I'm going to joy in thy strength, O Lord. Now, amen, you say, boy, that'd be a good way to live. He takes it a step further and said, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. You know what he's saying? There's no measure to how much joy is going to overflow. It's going to get so full in me. It's going to bubble out. And I'm going to rejoice. Amen. When's the last time you got so full of joy just in who he was? When's the last time you... Listen, I'm not talking about this sit on your hands business. I'm talking about you celebrated who God was and what God had done for you. You think about all the bills you couldn't pay that God paid. When's the last time you just cut loose and said, I'm going to be so full of joy, understanding I'd be broke, I'd be bankrupt tonight, were it not for the goodness of God in my life. When's the last time you sat around and you thought about all the health things God had brought you through? Or my friend, you thought about how that you hadn't had any health issues to be brought through, and you just lifted your hands and got excited and said, "Thank God, I want to celebrate what God has done in my life." Amen. You understand, you all, amen, and I'm not minimizing, we got people here tonight that's going through cancer, been through cancer. I'm not minimizing that tonight. Do you understand this evening? Are it not for the grace of God, every one of us would be going through that, and yet God has kept some of us from it, and God has brought others through it. What David and the people are saying is, we want God to be exalted, and the only way that He can be exalted is somebody has to get full of joy and rejoice and praise His name. Amen. Yeah, am I making sense? I'm getting kind of hung up right here. I hate preaching with glasses. Can y'all tell that? Amen. Y'all look better without them, though. Praise God. Amen. Watch this with me tonight. Be thou exalted, Lord. Amen. How are we going to exalt the Lord? How is the Lord going to be exalted? What is it in this psalm that they are praising the Lord for that will make the Lord exalted in this world in which you and I live? Number one, amen, we exalt the Lord. Be thou exalted, Lord. Amen. Through praise of His power. Through the praise of His power. And you catch what this psalm is dealing with over and over. Amen. Notice the words strength in verse number 1 and the word power in verse number 13. And that each of these words deal with the might and the authority of the Lord to do anything. They're saying He's got strength. I love the verse over there in Isaiah, where Isaiah spoke about the Lord making bare His arm. That literally means that God, amen, is going to roll up His sleeve one day. Amen. It's kind of like a map. Amen. Out there, and there's a job to be done, and He's kind of looking at it. Amen. And He just makes up His mind, "I can handle this." And so what's He do? He unbuttons His sleeve and He begins to roll it up and make bare His arm, and He can flex His might and show off His power. And I say tonight in Psalm 21, all we find is a people that has understood that their Lord and their God has just proven to them that He can do anything He desires to do. You say, "I'm facing something tonight and I don't know what to do." Can I imagine tonight? There's never been a battle. There's never been a situation that God has ever wondered, "What am I going to do? How am I going to handle this?" Amen. Our generation acts like, amen, he's the old man upstairs in a rocking chair, and his hair's turning white, and he's got a bottle of Valium pills in, and he's biting his fingernails. And I remind you, God has never worried one day in His, amen, in our existence. Not one day in human history has God ever said, "That's a situation that I don't know if I can handle." You put it, amen, you put God's people in front of the, amen, of the Red Sea, and they'll worry about what they're going to do, but God will just come down and wipe it out. Amen. You put three little saved Hebrew boys, amen, and throw them in a furnace. Amen. All they'll have to say is, "Our God will deliver us. But if not, we still ain't going to bow." And he'll walk in the midst of fiery furnace, and he'll bring them out on the other side. Amen. Not singed and not, amen, not even the smell of smoke on them. What is that? That is the fact that our God is full of all strength and all power, and He can do absolutely anything. Notice with me in this psalm the description of His power. And notice that David said, "Be thou exalted, Lord." And he talks about the Lord being exalted in His own strength. And then he makes this statement, "So will we say, and praise," what? "Thy power." That word "power" right there, but Tim, it literally has the idea of the valor of a champion or a warrior that stands with his sword upraised in victory. Amen. And I remind you tonight, our God has never gone down in defeat. He has always stood in victory. He's always stood in valor. He's always stood as the all-time undisputed, undefeated champion. Amen. Over the affairs of His people. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight. Amen. You can put him in the wilderness and let the devil come by and tempt him, and he'll come out on the other side. Amen. Standing as heaven's champion. I love what one author said. He said there in the wilderness temptation, the devil was going to try to prove that he was greater than the Lord. He said it was hell's best against heaven's best, and the outcome was never in jeopardy. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank God I'm glad. It don't matter who your enemy is tonight. Your Lord is full of power, and He ought to be exalted in praise. Amen. He ought to be exalted in praise for His power as a champion who stands in victory. He ain't ever lost. He ain't ever even come close to losing. Amen. You say, well, what about when they put him in the grave? Amen. Them 3 days and three nights. Praise God. He was just, amen. It looked like he was down at what men couldn't see. He was down in the underworld. Amen. Leading captivity captive, kicking hell in the teeth. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, there ain't ever even been a close battle he's ever come close to losing. Amen. He's the God. It stands with sword upraised, the warrior of all time, standing there in absolute victory. Amen. Let me illustrate it this way. I got to hurry, man. I'll preach all night long. Amen. This is the first sub-point of the first main point. Somebody help me now. But Jerry, the people of God cross over the Jordan River. And they get in over there, and they're approaching Jericho, and Joshua's done been told by the Lord, amen, to go and to conquer the land, and I'll be with you, and I'm going to defeat the enemy. You're going to live in houses you never built. You're going to eat crops you never planted. Amen. You're going to come in this land flowing with milk and honey. And the first thing they come against when they come into Canaan land is Jericho, that great walled city. And Joshua one night slips off. Hey, everybody else is asleep. He's just spying out the city. And he runs into what's called the angel of the Lord. It's one of them Old Testament Christophanies. Amen. Amen. It's a man of Old Testament manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And old Joshua went to reach and grab his sword. And he said, hey, whose side are you on? Woo! Hallelujah. He said, I ain't on nobody's side. I'm the captain of the host of the Lord. I've showed up, amen, to win this battle. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, that's the one that's on my side. He's the warrior with sword drawn before the battle and in the battle and after the battle. He's the God that's filled with all power. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I feel like shouting tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. How many days should we have gone down in defeat? Jesus said, and he crowned that early church before he got ready to ascend. He said, amen. He said, y'all need to get rid of your fear now. Yeah. He said, lo, I'm with you. Yeah. Even on the end of the earth. And right before he went back, he said, I want you to know, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Yeah. Amen. That means there's nothing in the spiritual realm that's greater than he is. There's nothing in the earthly realm that's got more power than he's got. Amen. He's got all power up there and down here. That's the God that we ought to be praising, exalting in praise for His power. The description of His power. And then there's the discovery of His power. I think it's in verse number 8. There David said it, that it's the hand of the Lord and it's going to search out the Lord's enemies. It's His right hand. Is that what it said? Am I right? Right there. Talks about the right hand of God. That's a picture of power. What does David say? He's saying the enemy ain't going to be able to hide. You're so great in power. Amen. You'll run them through to the end of the earth. Amen. Can I remind you that our God, my friend, He ain't ever had to wonder who the enemy is. He's so full of power that David said his power has not only brought us through the battle, but it's his hand that has actually searched out and discovered who our enemy is. Can I tell you tonight, there ain't ever been anything that dawned on God. Woo! These times I look around, I wonder who's the enemy. And as a pastor, you're always on guard for them wolves in sheep's clothing. Man, sometimes they're hard to find. And so I'll be honest, I've missed it sometimes. Amen, I've had people pegged as devils that turned out to be wonderful people. And I've had people figured to be wonderful that turned out to be wicked. Amen. You know what that is? That's the limits of our power. David said, Lord, be exalted. We're going to praise you because you're so full of power. Your right hand has no problem searching out the hearts of men, you know, and have discovered who the enemy is. Oh, just the deliverance of his power. I believe it's verse number 1, and I think it's again in verse number 5 that David and the people used the word salvation. Amen. Is that what it said? Amen. Salvation. That word literally means deliverance. It's not talking about, Brother Dean, the deliverance of the soul, but it's talking about the deliverance from situation. And they have come into this situation. David's already saved. He's already got a relationship with God. And he's entered a situation in which he needs deliverance from. Who's going to bring it? It ain't going to be Joab, as great as he can wield a sword. And it ain't going to be old faithful Abishai, as faithful and loyal and committed as he is. What does David say? David said, amen, David said there in verse number 1, let me get it right. He said, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Yes, you know what David is saying? It's all due to the power, the delivering power of God that has brought me through this thing. Yes, son, I'm thankful for people that will stand with you.
Yes.
I'm thankful for people that will draw a sword and fight with
yes,
you.
Sir.
I'm thankful for friends that'll be true blue, Brother Jerry, sticking out thick and thin, in and out, up and down, mountains or valleys, storms or sunset. Oh, they'll stay faithful to the end. But can I remind all of us tonight, at the end of the day, amen, every friend can walk away. Amen, as long as God is by our side. Amen, we'll be brought through. Amen, the battles that you and I face. Notice the delay in this power. I'm talking about be thou exalted, Lord, praising, amen, exalting the Lord through praise of his power. Amen. Listen, after all God has done for them, God can't be exalted till somebody delights in it. And so what do they say? They say, the king shall joy in thy strength. He shall, amen, in thy salvation, how shall he greatly rejoice? What it said. You know what David's saying? He's saying, I'm so caught up in the power of God. I realize I ought not have come through this thing. The Ammonites should have done me in. Our family ought to have been wiped out. We ought to have been divided and run out of town. We ought to have been in spoils. But God brought us through, and we just want God to know that it delights our soul. He didn't, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. And he's saying we don't deserve this. Ain't what no does. We ain't lived good enough to deserve what we've got. But God brought us through anyway. And David's soul is filled with delight over the power of God that's been manifested. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so delighting in it right now. Amen. I'm about to have myself a fit. Amen. I can't tell you how many days that God paid the bills and God clothed our bodies and God saw us through and God got us through this and God saw us through that and God brought us through the fair and God got us through the fair. I'm telling you, praise God, it's time and we let our hearts get overwhelmed with how much power that God has and just say, be exalted, Lord. Be exalted, Lord. and lift up our voice in celebration and in song, and let the world around us know that our God ain't some little God you put in your pocket. Amen. You don't tone Him around. Amen. In the trunk of your car, that He's a big God that's on the throne and full of power and daily helping God's children. So how are we going to exalt the Lord? Number one, through praise of His power. Hallelujah. Y'all want another? We'll go home if you're ready now. Number two, I got three preaches right there. Amen. Watch this now. Number two, be thou exalted, Lord, through praise of His providence. You say, what in the world is providence? Providence is that sovereign working of God in your life that you can't explain, for God to do whatever it takes to get you whatever you need. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody write that down. Amen. Providence is a sovereign working God whereby by His grace God moves into action and does whatever it takes to give you whatever you need. Amen. Where's this providence seen? Oh, hallelujah. Number one, it's seen. Are y'all ready for this? Lord, some of y'all going to shout for the first time. If you don't shout on this, say ain't no shout in you, you may need to get born again. Number one, His providence in prayers that He answers. Hallelujah. You know what David's saying? Let me see your Bible. Look in verse 2. Lord, have mercy, I'm so full tonight. Brother Tim, I'm about to pick up you up. Amen. Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Amen. And hast, amen. Glory to God. Hast not withholden, amen, his request. Amen. You know what David's saying? He's saying, I remember before the battle was a ring in our hands. We didn't know what we was going to do. We didn't know how we was going to win the war. Amen. But all we knew was our help was in Him. If we was going to make it, it would be Him. It was our heart's desire that He would see us through. Amen. But Jerry and David's now, and the people are now saying, praise Your Lord. Be exalted, O Lord. We remember the prayers we prayed, and now we're on this side and we understand. Amen. You have not kept back our heart's desires. Amen. You've not withheld in the requests we uplifted to You. Amen. Hallelujah. How many times had you thought you'd go down at God in the midnight hour? That man was awake with his ear bent your way. He heard every tear that fell off your cheek. He heard every word that came out of your mouth. Every groaning of your soul was raised up to Him. Amen. And His providence kicked in and met your need and did whatever, amen, you had need of. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank God tonight for the providence of God in prayers answered. Amen! Glory to God! Amen! How many days all I had was a groaning in my heart. Amen. Just some utterance to God. It would have made no sense to you. But God in His providence, amen, said there's old Ed Better again. There's old Jeffrey Boy again. That's one of my children and he's got a name. I'll kick in and I'll move. And God, we can praise Him and exalt Him for the providence in prayers that He's answered. How many days you couldn't pick the phone up, Brother Larry, and call a friend, but you can kneel down and call on God. How many amen. How many times was Daddy not around, and Mama not around, and the pastor not around, and the church not around? But my friend, somewhere you got along with God. Amen. And God was there to hear your prayer. David and the people are now in a place, Brother Will, they're saying, be exalted, Lord. We know it's You that heard and answered our prayer. There's an old song in that old red back book. It said, I know He heard my prayer. The enemy tried to tell me. The enemy tried to whisper in my ear that God had not heard and God didn't care. Everybody all right now? Amen. I'm about ready to run. Dean can take it over from here. Amen. Oh, enemy, whisper in your ear, God don't care, and God won't hear you, and God ain't nowhere around. Brother Gerald, he's an heir. He's the father of Lash. Amen. Brother Tim, he does care. On the other side of the battle, you'll look back and you'll understand that the Lord in His providence and prayers that He answers. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm glad that He hears my prayers. I'm glad. Amen. I'm glad in the midnight hours. What's that? Oh, I can handle that. Woo! How many days have I had to go to God and tell God, God, my bank accounts are dry? God say, I heard that. I got plenty up here. Here, let me just open a little window. Let me crack this window a little bit. I'll throw you a little bit on out. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Exalted. Be exalted, Lord. In praise. For your providence and the prayers that you've answered. Y'all want another one? Amen. Some of y'all about ready to cut loose now. Amen. Me and Sissy's about to cut out of here. Amen. Number two. Lord have mercy. Watch it now. Verse 3. Help yourself, sister. Prayers that He answers. And watch this, there's the preparations. Amen. The preparations that He affords. Y'all listen now. Notice the word He used now. Preventeth Him with the blessings of goodness. Is that what your Bible says? Now if I was asked y'all tonight, hang with me now. She done checked out. She's fine. She ain't bothering me. Y'all get this now, all right? Ain't bothering me none. Would to God some rest of us act that way. Notice what He said. If I asked you what preventish mean, here's what most of us would say. It means to hinder. Ain't that what you'd say? But Brother Mac, the word preventish, it's an old English word that means to go before. It means to proceed. It means, watch this now. Brother William, the word preventus, it's an old English word. Sister Wells, it means to meet on out there somewhere to give some help. Hey, man. Psalm 20, they're on this side of the battle and they're saying, what are we going to do? Where's God in all this? God, would you help us? Amen. All they know to do is say, save, Lord, and march on off in the battle. Here's what they find. Before they ever got in the battle, God had done been marching on in front of them. God had done preceded them. Amen. God had done walked into the midst of the battle and met them where they was headed. Amen. And was already there when they got there to give them a help that they was going to need. Amen. I'm glad that God is with me. I'm glad God's behind me. I'm glad God's on my right hand and God's on my left hand. I'm glad He's above and below. I bless His name. Best day of my life as a child of God is when I realize that He's a God that goes before. Before you ever got to your little old battle, God was there already to meet you and give you the help you're going to need. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. How? What did he meet him with? What did he send before into the battle? He said, "Thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness." I ain't going to get done with this, Brother A.L. We're going to see here in a little while, over in Psalm 23, in the last verse, verse number 6, David said what? Surely mercy and goodness shall follow me. Y'all step on up here for a minute. We got mercy and we got goodness.
Amen.
Now I'm going to be the little old lamb now, and I'm a follower and a shepherd. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Is that what he said? All right now. Everywhere I go. Now when I go to quit, you just got to keep on. You behind me now. Lord, I don't understand. What am I going to do? Goodness kicks in. David said, surely mercy and goodness shall follow me all the days of my life.
Amen.
That means I got goodness behind me when I'm staring the battle in the face and I'm too afraid to enter. Guess what? Guess what sends me in the battle? Goodness knocks me on in the battle. David said, woo, hallelujah. When I get on in the battle, I feel goodness ain't just following me. That goodness is out in front of me. Amen, I can make it because God has sent the blessing of His goodness to meet me and give me the help I need just when I need it. I'm talking about be thou exalted, Lord. Praise Him for His providence. Praising Him for His providence. Brother Dean, how many days had God not prepared the way before us? Had they not been some handfuls of the blessings of His goodness out there just awaiting on us? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. I'm talking about be exalted, Lord. When's the last time you just got beside yourself? Not just over His power, son. You can pray. You can just start praising Him right now on His power and praise Him till the day you die, and you'll never exhaust praising Him for His power. And as if that ain't enough, God said, I'm going to let my providence be felt by you too. Amen. Prayers answered. Preparations afforded. Is that what it said? Notice where we in. I don't even know where we are. What verse we in? Are we in verse 3? Look in verse 4. What's what the Bible said? Notice the providence of the perpetuity. The perpetuity tonight that He affords, the preparations that He authors, and the prayers that He answers. Lord, have mercy. David said in verse 4, he said, Lord, I'm so drunk I don't even know where I am. He asked life of thee. Whew. Lord, give me some life. And thou gavest it him, even length of days, forever and ever. You know what they're saying? They're saying, be exalted, Lord. We're going to praise you because in your providence, you kept us alive before the battle. You kept us alive in the battle. When we thought we was going to die, you give us life. You put wind in our sails. You let us live to fight another day. You let us live to worship another day. You let us live to experience another day of victory. And I say tonight, that's something that God's people ought to exalt the Lord in praise for.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Jerry, you'd be dead a long time ago were it not for the providence of God. You'd have got cancer a long time ago. Hey, oh, Brother Tony's still with us tonight. You saw, but he's sick. Yeah, but he's still with us. And on a Wednesday night, he's in the house of God. Amen. That ain't, listen, we thank God for the doctors,
don't we, Brother Tony? We thank God for Nashville and Vanderbilt and all they can do. We thank God for that. But at the end of the day, it ain't no stem cell thing that's kept him going. It's the Lord God of glory that said, Tony's going to live as long as I want him to live. Hey, man. We'd all got cancer. We'd all been diseased. Amen. We'd all have Ebola tonight were it not for the goodness of God. God keeping his children living to fight another day, to praise another day, to have victory another day. The perpetuity he affords. So what do? Be exalted, Lord. Lord, have mercy. I don't even know if I can preach the rest of this. Can I just give it to you and we'll give invitation? Amen. What's this? Be exalted, Lord, through praise not only of his power and his providence, but what about praise of his provisions? Lord, have mercy. This, boy, I'd hate to lay out of church tonight.
Yes, sir, bro. Glory.
Notice what he said is verse number 6, for thou hast made him most blessed. Hey, man. Thou hast made, not just blessed, he said, we've been most blessed. You say, what in the world that mean? That mean God done give him multitude of blessings. I mean, there's blessings here and blessings there and blessings today and blessings tomorrow and blessings yesterday and blessings down the road and blessings behind the road. Amen. Blessings in the valley and blessings in the storms and blessings on the mountain and in the sunshine. Amen. Blessings everywhere. And you made him most blessed. The multitude of his blessings. Have you understood? If we could even have a thimbleful of understanding of the multitude of the blessings of God. God help us, Brother Gerald, we'd run slam to Dandridge tonight. all the provisions God has given, the multitude of them. But notice, here's the problem. Here's the problem now. Notice the marvel of these provisions. Catch what he said there at the end of verse 6. Brother Dean, read it to me. 21:6.
Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy company.
Exceedingly glad. You know what David's saying, Betty? He's saying, I'm amazed. I'm just... Look what God did. Look what God gave me. Look what God let fall into my lap today. Woo! Hallelujah. You know what he's doing, Brother Larry? He's still marveling. He hadn't got over that he don't deserve nothing from God. He hadn't got over that God has still been good to him after all the ways that David has let him down and David has failed him. Listen, I know there's blessings for living right. I believe in living right. We ought to live right. And there's things you'll get from God when you do right. But I got news for you. God will be good to you even when you don't do right. That's why, and in case these real dogmatic, beat you over the head. We tell sinners before they get saved, hey, God loves you once you get saved. Amen. And then they get saved, and then we say, God hates you. Bless God, he's going to beat the devil out of you. I got news for you. We believe in chastening, and God will beat the devil out of you. But he's a God slow to anger. How does he lead men back to him? The Bible said it's the goodness of God. It's the goodness of God that lead men to repentance. Amen. That's why if you're not living right, amen, and you're not doing what that Bible said, you can't say you're right with God just because you got the blessings on you. Because God will bless you, good or bad. It's his goodness that he has designed to lead you back to repentance. Now, if you don't respond to that, he'll beat the tarnation out of you. But thank God, I'm still amazed. When I do right, he blesses me. When I don't do right. Does that not marvel you tonight? Amen. Let me tell this him with this. Catch verse number 7. David said, the king is going to trust in the Lord. Did it say something to that effect?
Yes, sir.
And then it talks about what? Mercy.
Yes,
the mercy of His provision. The fact is, we don't deserve anything. Whether we live for God today or not, we don't deserve anything from God. So, I live so clean and holy. Good for you. You still don't deserve God to do a single stinking thing for you. Amen. That's where we get in trouble and we quit exalting the Lord as we forget about the mercy of them provisions. We get thinking, man, I live for God today. God owed this to me. I did pretty good. We go patting ourselves on the back and exalting ourselves. Amen. But these people's done got the place. They understand the Lord has got to be exalted. If He's going to be exalted, somebody's got to praise Him for His provision. The multitude, the marvel, the mercy of His provision. And then there's His protection. I'm done. Come on, Sister Candy, if you will. Verses 8 down through verse 12. Here's what you find. Verse 8 and 9, praise Him for His protection. They talk about the passionate protection of God. They talk about a God that's moving against these enemies with anger and fire. Amen. Then they talk about the permanence of the protection of God. They said, you're not just going to take care of us today. You're going to hunt the enemy out. And when all's said and done, you're going to cut their seed off. You're going to take away their fruit. And you're going to burn them with fire. Can I say Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and the rest of the bunch of liberals of our day that hinder the work of God, their day is coming. Thank God the hand of God is on us now, but my friend, it is a permanent protection that one of these days it'll be eternal. Can you imagine a new heaven and a new earth where there is no Jesse Jackson? Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. No ACLU. No Barack Obama.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. No Barack Obama. No Nancy Pelosi. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Lord, help that old hussy. Can you imagine not living in a new heaven and a new earth where that hussy ain't welcome? Praise God. Hallelujah. Permanence of it. And then the purpose of it. The purpose of it. He said what the Lord's going to do. And the Bible speaks this throughout the Scripture over and over and over. All the snares the enemies lay for God's people. They talk about, Lord, you're going to make them, they're going to draw their bows back. And when they do, you're going to make them turn their arrows on one another. Why? What's the purpose of God's protection? So God can be exalted. All the things God's brought us through, Brother A.L. Son, I wish I had the strength to preach right here. All the things He's brought us through. All the accidents that you just barely missed. All the times you was pulling your hair out like I was last night thinking, man, I can't stand to be late. We got to get there. Only to find that God in His power and God in His Lordship had it all orchestrated to protect you from something that would have done you in. How many times would Satan have brought you completely down and ripped you to shreds? But God had a purpose in it, and God stayed him and hedged you about. Shame on us for not saying, be exalted, Lord. And I ain't going to wait on anybody else in the church to exalt you. I'll do it. I ain't going to wait on pastor to do it. I'll do it. Amen. Come on now. I ain't going to wait on Brother Jerry to get up and get me pumped up to do it. I'll just cut right on in because you're worthy to be exalted. You're the Lord and I. And I'll praise you for the Lord and the God that you are. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and grace. Lord, thank you tonight. Lord, for this good psalm. And Lord, for touching us tonight. God, we owe so much to you. God, every one of us ought to fall on our face tonight. Lord, in thanksgiving and in awe and in wonder of how good our God is to us. Lord, your power, your providence, your provisions, your protection, and Lord, so much more we could preach from the Scripture tonight. Lord, we just want to say tonight, bless your holy name. Love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's stand. They some that's come already tonight want to give invitation. Would you mind the Lord this evening? Maybe you just need to come tonight, get on this altar now. Get on this altar and in your heart say, Lord, I want to praise you this evening. What about them prayers you've kind of forgot about? Years ago, you prayed, and God answered. When's the last time you just come back around and said, Lord, been a while since I told you thank you? How long's it been since you just got in a place, got down on your knee and said, Lord, been a while since I just thank you for what you did back then, what you brought me through, how you seen me through? Lord, them battles I faced, that all I could do is pray. Make my prayer save, Lord, and march forward in the goodness of God. And Lord, I want to thank you that when I got in there, I found you'd already met me there. You didn't have to come running. You was already there to meet me and to greet me. Hey, man.